Seven Truths About Love. Physicists know about potential energy. A rock balancing on the edge of a roof has much potential energy. So does a person rejected in love.
Melissa heard a rustling in the bushes just after Roy, her estranged husband, left the doorstep of her rented West Covina, California house on Christmas morning. He had stopped by to give a gift, a stuffed bear, to their little girl. Melissa waited until she heard his car drive off before going to investigate. "Where Mama going?" said 2-year-old Steph. "Where Daddy?" "Daddy's gone. I'm just getting the mail, honey. Stay here." Melissa spotted the Christmas wrapping in the bushes first, then the 40-ounce bag of Starbucks coffee she'd given him as a nice gesture. So much for that. The more she thought of it, though, it pissed her off. He was the one to have an affair with her boss, the young Mrs. Tanager. Despite his denials, there was much evidence, such as his trip to Catalina Island and the empty condom wrapper in his pocket. Melissa moved herself, her daughter, and most of the furniture out one day. They moved into the house she rented while he was at work. He had yelled into his cell phone at her when he came home, demanding they come back, which only confirmed she made the right decision. Roy taught English at Mount San Antonio College in the nearby town of Walnut. Melissa worked in the college's IT department, which is how she met Roy, fixing his desktop computer. At their wedding, Roy met her boss, Brooke Tanager, and Brooke's husband. A year after Roy and Melissa married, Melissa gave birth to Stephanie. While Melissa was nursing, he was off with his new friend, Brooke Tanager, hiking on one of their many excursions. "It's just hiking," he would say. "You don't like to do it." That's when the affair began, Melissa had guessed. She complained to Human Resources that her boss was bonking her husband. The director did nothing. However, everyone in IT knew about Brooke and Roy. The days rolled by. When HR did nothing about Brooke and Roy, Melissa quit her job and moved. She found a better job keeping the PCs running at Cal State LA. Brooke, that bitch, divorced and moved in with Roy. Roy divorced Melissa. Melissa's gift to Roy, coffee, was her trying to accept everything. Now she was really mad. Her heart beat rapidly and her hands shook. How could she get him back for ruining her life? She'd thought of how he had complained about her cats, that she had been a crazy cat lady, and he had insisted her cats become outdoor ones. One by one, they were eaten by coyotes. When he was angry with her, he would clean his rifle in the easy chair facing her in front of the bed. She wished he could feel as helpless and intimidated as she had. Then it struck her. She'd heard of something on the radio called swatting, very illegal. It was calling the police falsely to say someone had a gun and was pointing it at someone. The SWAT team then might bash in the door and show up guns drawn. Just the thought of Roy being startled and holding up his arms to a team of police pointing guns at him made her smile.
Love is like great hollandaise sauce. Cooking it right is in the details.
Melissa had to be careful and not get caught, especially since Roy would claim she must have done the swatting. She reconsidered. She could lose custody of Stephanie doing something like this. Her brain offered, "How about I use a payphone?" That could work. But where were payphones anymore? The Shell station on Palmetto Avenue had one, she remembered, not far from his house that he now shared with the newly divorced Brooke Tanager. Melissa had to do this. She knew Roy thought of her as weak. She would be weak no more.